The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Linda's on it. Well, Linda's in Sacramento with visiting with her parents. Everything's fine for people that have asked. She just goes down and visits with her parents on a regular basis. So, hey, it's almost 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Election Day, November the 6th, for our big midterms. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great customer service, enhanced walk-in humidor. They have it all. So, good morning, Bad Bob. And what's the weather look like today?
Believe it or not, it is November, and we are in another fire weather watch.
Is this another red flag warning?
Well, a red flag warning is a higher level yet. Fire weather watch means that conditions are dry, high pressure is building, north winds are blowing with gusty winds, and this could... if a fire starts, it will spread very rapidly because the fuels are still tinder dry. So we are definitely in a situation today. Even though temperature-wise, we'll have only a high of about 76. Tonight's low will be 48, but these winds will be gusting up around 20 miles an hour. So that's the big scare. Temperatures will remain in the low mid-70s, moving slightly upward as we get in towards Veterans Day. No rain in the forecast. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Wow. And speaking of Veterans Day, out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, they're having, this is the 100th. Anniversary of World War One. Going to have a flyover at all this stuff starts. At what time does this stuff start? Gosh, you know what? They have everything on here except the time it starts. And I've got to go through the whole thing and figure out what time it starts. So it's going to.
Well, Veterans Day, I would assume 11.
Well, that's what
11,
I, that's what I would assume too. But isn't this? It's really a nice. Wait a minute, okay, let me look through the small print here.
One time known as Armistice Day.
Yeah. Can you believe this? Hey, Frank, what time's this thing start? On a Veterans Day up at Daigo, what time does it... What time?
Oh.
Sunday, yeah.
A look behind the scenes of your regular radio station.
You know what? You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just stupid, I guess. I can't find a day on there. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here. I'm just trying to do a good thing, but it's going to be Sunday, Armistice Day. I'm sure it's on there someplace. It's just in little bitty print that I'm sitting there staring at. I'm not having a good morning.
I sure want to spend the day.
You started Bob yelling at me this morning. So, okay. This is what happens when Linda spends the night down in Sacramento. I just, you know, the whole morning just starts off wrong. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Election Day. This is the big thing, though, is that you get out and vote. This is Election Day for Republicans. Democrats, yours is on Thursday to go out. Okay, I'm just kidding. They're saying that more people are going to vote. And I've got Ken Murray in here. You know, does anybody know more about where... anything when it comes to elections than Ken Murray?
You mean because I've lost so many of them?
Because you've been around so very long.
Well, that's true. I've been around forever.
I wouldn't say you've lost a lot of elections. You've won elections.
Yeah, about as many as I've lost.
Well, there you go then. So see, you're doing okay. You know, today we wanted to do is we've got a lot of things to talk about. And we wanted to talk about the propositions. And I saw, you know, how many propositions are there?
I think there are 12 with one having been removed.
Okay. So we need to go over those because some of them were written in such a way that it doesn't mean anything about what the proposition's about. Is that correct?
That's the initiative process. The process is somebody comes up with an idea, words it so that you can vote yes or no, and then puts out a ballot.
Okay, and one of those is the...
That explains it all to you?
Oh, yeah, it does, because one of them is you're fighting, you know, one of them is a vote against the gas tax, but that's not what it says. It says taking money away from roads or something like that. Mm. Anyway, yes, Bob.
Our very own Shasta County Sheriff, Tom Bosenko, was just on the line verifying my surmised answer that the event starts officially at 11 on the 11th day of the 11th month.
Which would be Sunday.
Which would be Sunday, and which is when it should be done. But it doesn't say that, does it? It doesn't say that anywhere. So I found that interesting. But so when we go through this, anyway, it starts at 11. You need to be there probably around 10:30 to get a place to park. They're going to have a flyover from the North American Aviation T-6 Texan. The Master of Ceremonies is going to be Christopher McAbee, a Lieutenant Commander from U.S. Navy veteran. U.S. Honor Guard from Beale. Pledge of Allegiance, Eddie McAllister. National Anthem, Invocation. Different musical selections from Sequoia Middle School Band and Friends. The general order read by Mark George. Introduction of the speaker and a guest speaker is Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Petty Officer. Music selection, of course, Chris McCandless. So all this will be done with Taps, Retirement of the Colors, and Amazing Grace by the Jefferson Pipe Band. All of this beginning at 11 o'clock.
They must have figured the Marines were getting enough press from the ball. My birthday.
I don't see any Marines in this.
Yeah. You guys, you know, the 10th.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The invocation is by Roger Cathau, who is a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, okay.
And a Marine.
But you guys get a lot of press from the Marine Corps birthday. So.
Well, we get a lot of press anyway. they issued us press kits when we graduated from boot camp. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's going on with Ken Murray? This is the first time we've been sitting here together in a long time.
Well, it's the first time you've invited me in a long time.
Well, you know, I invite you to take your own show here.
Normally, I get to put up with him.
Yeah, there you go.
Is Bob training you now?
Yeah, but Bob, we're trying to figure out how we're going to get a replacement for Bob, since Bob's retiring and leaving the state. Well, another one of those people that are retiring and leaving the state.
Like lemmings, aren't they?
It's kind of. Hey, Bob, did we do the weather already? When I was doing my rant.
We, in fact, did the weather already.
Okay, but did we say who the weather was brought to?
We did not mention that, which is, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. A better-known business. That's in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. They also have payment plans for propane, and now it's starting to get a little bit chillier, 48 degrees tonight. I tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break here. Before, so we can get started.
Okay.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms company in California, started right here in Redding, California. Teaches in over 40 counties. Concealed carry, tactical rifle. They do unarmed combat, defense of your home, how to harden your home. All these come through Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. It's like 13 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Election Day, and it is so important for you to get out there. And I want to make sure is that we have that study done by the CIA, the NSA, and the FBI saying there's going to be no terrorist attacks on any of our polling places. Is that still good?
Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1360.com.
Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ken Murray is here with me today. We're going to be doing propositions. We're going to be talking about voting. We've got it all here today. Hope you're having a great day. It's like 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. You can give them a call at 221-4144. Clyde's out there listening right now. Good morning, Clyde. So, we're here with Ken Murray and me.
I'm still here.
Yes, we are. Yes, you are. Okay, let's go through the propositions, and then we can come back and argue about them.
All right. Prop 1 is a proposition authorizing the sale of bonds to fund specific housing assistance programs. It's passed by the legislature. A yes vote, which I intend to do on this, by the way, assures that the bonds are sold. The money, in the main, goes to the CalVet program.
That's right.
And the CalVets, historically, have paid the bonds back. I mean, we never lost any money on the CalVet program.
I think we're agreeable on this. We can move on. Okay, so everybody, this one, Proposition 1 is to be able to sell bonds, but the majority of the money goes to the Cal veterans. And now the Cal vets are the ones that give us, our people up here, grants to be able to build housing. And we've built housing up here for dozens and dozens of homeless veterans and got them started back on the road again. So,
okay, Prop 2 authorizes bonds to fund existing an existing housing program for individuals with mental illness. It's a legislative statute. I'm voting no on this. The reason I'm voting no, I mean, it might be nice to build houses for homeless people, but where the state is getting the money, yeah, they're going to go sell bonds, but they get the money by taking the money away from county mental health agencies to pay for the bonds.
Bad news.
That's what I think. I mean, I think county mental health agencies have
their fingers more on the pulse.
Yeah, they got boots on the ground. And
they
taking away
happening.
Some of their money
right.
to build houses, like they don't have enough brains to build houses if that's the biggest need. And there's nothing in here that provides increased services for mentally ill.
Plus the fact we're putting in low barrier areas for people to come into. We're looking at it from here. And even the amount of money that flows through our county health is remarkable. The millions and millions of dollars. So I agree on this. I don't see why we need to take money away from it to be able to build houses someplace else.
I don't either. Prop 3 authorizes bonds to fund projects for water supply and quality, watershed, fish, wildlife, water conveyance, and groundwater sustainability. And I'm
no
voting
right
no on this sucker.
That's not does anything to a site's reservoir, does it?
Doesn't have anything to do with anything. The state, you need to remember that every time we pass a bond, it has first priority on general fund revenues in the state of California. So whatever the general funds of the state are, they're spent for highway patrol, for example, or prison guards or prisons or whatever it is, whatever the general fund is. When we pass a bond for anything, it reduces the amount of money available for everything else because bonds have a first priority. The state of California has tens of millions of dollars in previously approved by the voter water bonds they have never spent because they don't want to suck money out. They want to spend the general fund money on other stuff. And passing another bond makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's when they haven't spent the money they've got for things like Sites Reservoir.
So that's Proposition 3.
That's Prop 3.
Resounding no.
Prop 4 authorizes the sale of $1.5 billion of bonds to fund constructions at hospitals providing children's health care. It's an initiative statute. I think there are 8 children's hospitals, that treat childhood leukemia and stuff like that in the state of California. 5 of them are owned by nonprofits, and 3 of them are owned by the state. This bond would allow construction and new equipment for those specific hospitals. Personally, I'm going to vote yes on it because it's for the kids, and I don't have a problem
with it. This is $1 billion?
Yeah, it's cheap. $1.5 billion.
Okay, you're voting
yes. I'm voting yes on that one.
And this is for the children's hospitals.
Right.
Is that where it's just going to go as construction and new equipment, or is there other little things in there? Like part of it's going to go to funding raises for Cal. Presidents or anything.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just for construction, expansion, renovation, and equipping children's hospitals.
Okay, yes.
All right, Prop 5. Changes, this is one of my favorites, changes the requirements for certain property owners to transfer their property tax base to replacement property.
Now, isn't 5 and 6, aren't they similar?
No.
Okay, fine.
No, totally different.
All right.
Prop 5 is sponsored by the California Association of Realtors. Okay?
So that's automatic no?
For me, that's no, that's not an automatic no, but I think it's a dumb law.
Okay, let's hear it again. This 5 is, what is Proposition 5?
Well, it changes, let me tell it to you in English, okay?
Yeah.
If you have a home in Shasta County and sell it and buy another home in Shasta County, you can carry your tax base forward, your property tax base, to your new home from your old home if it's less than what the tax would be on your new home. So you move from a $200,000 home to a that you bought 20 years ago and you're paying $1,000 a year in taxes on to a new $200,000 home, you're going to be paying $2,000 on it unless you're over 55, in which case you can carry your $1,000 tax base from your old $200,000 home to your new $200,000 home. That's how it works. So you can transfer your tax base if you're over 55 and or severely disabled in some fashion. The problem I have with this is it makes it statewide. So you can move your tax base from anywhere to anywhere. And while that sounds good, I mean, the proponents of the proposition say that you can, you know, if you're older now and want to leave your home and go be where your children are, and it's in a more expensive area, you can carry your lower tax base from one area of the state to another area of the state. Sounds good for consumers. But there's an unintended consequence I see in this bill, and that is if you move a high-tech company into California with high-paying jobs, the employees, the management, the owners of the new company can go out and buy the cheapest house they can find in the state, okay? And establish that tax base, the property tax base. Let's say they go buy a $100,000 home, some dump someplace, right? And so they're paying under Prop 13, 1%, they're paying $1,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they buy this thing in Alturas, okay? And
never planning on living in it?
They don't live in it. They then, after they've established their tax base, they move to Beverly Hills and buy a mini McMansion, and that costs $1 million, and the tax, property tax on it would normally be 1%, but they're only carrying their $1,000 from their house in Alturas. It's going to cost $1 billion a year in lost revenue to the state. And that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, how many times do you think that happens? Seriously.
I think what happens,
I mean,
normally,
this is for people like me who I'm living in a,
okay.
Or maybe it's not even for people like me because I'm over 55. But for other people that are, you know, they're starting out and they've been in their homes for like 20 years. And,
all right.
You know, their home is appreciated, but their tax base stays the same.
Right.
Okay. Then they want to downsize, as many people do. So yeah. they buy a home that's, somewhat cheaper than one they've got now, but it's still at that 250, and their home is worth $350. So they go and buy a house for $250.
Right.
Now, instead of having to pay the taxes on the $250, they still pay the taxes they would have on their own home they've had for 20 years. Right?
Whichever is lower.
Yeah, whichever is lower. So what I'm saying is, you know, your taxes go up every year. Your property taxes go up every year. 2%. So they've gone up to a certain point. So, but what you're saying is people would, you know, are going to come in and buy $100,000 houses and go down and buy $1 million mansions.
They're going to game the system.
Well, but how many people do that? I mean, 1,000, 1,000,000, 100,000? Or is this a break for the people that are moving to another part of the state? Say they've lived down in Southern California, now they want to come up here in God's country in Northern California, and they don't have to pay, but they're retired, and they're on a semi-fixed income.
But I suspect their taxes are already higher if they're coming from someplace else, because we have some of the lowest housing prices.
I'm trying to argue against this. I'm not...
Well,
doing a very good job. What I'm saying is, why did they put this on here then? Why is this proposition on there? Where'd they get the 600,000 signatures, wherever they need? Why would it
be
on
there? Well, personally, I think it just churns the real estate market, and that's good for real estate agents.
So it's there.
That's my opinion.
But why would it churn the market?
Because it encourages buying and selling for the purposes of lowering tax bases.
Okay.
It churns it.
All right. So they'll sell their house so they can go someplace and get a lower tax base. Or take it with them.
There are a lot of people who think this is a great idea. I just personally think it's a lousy idea. I mean, I'm not going to go out and
so
beat the
five,
drums.
Five is a toss-up between a yes or a no, and this has to do with property taxes, being able to keep the same property taxes as you move from spot to spot.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Six.
Wait, we got to take a break here.
Oh.
Okay, let me see if I've got, see if I have any guests, but we got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cal North Forestry. You know, Tom Yeomans owns Cal North Forestry, and a local guy that does just great work. He's got a team of expert arborists right there at Cal North Forestry. Professional tree service, tree trimming, stump grinding, removal, and also removal of all the ladder fuels that are out there that help spread our fires. This is the guy you want to come out to your house, say, okay, take a look at this. Save my property, and he'll do that. He's also offering 2 free hours of services for people affected by the car fire. So give him a call at 200-8123. It's calnorthforestry.com on the internet. Tom does a great job. His people are totally professional. You won't be sorry if you call him. We'll be right back. Ken Murray, Carl Bott, and we're talking propositions.
You're living on the dark side of what is. You're always talking, ready for a fall. You got your reasons, but you don't believe them at all.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
My name is Sam. I am 19 and was born and raised in Reading. It looks like criminals are taking over our city. There's so many parks in Reading that I played in when I was a kid. It seems now that they're covered with trash and filled with sketchy looking people. It's sad, but I won't go near those parks. Why can't we do something about this? I hear stories of people walking into stores, taking whatever they want, and walking out without paying, and nothing happens to them. Cars get stolen by the same bad guys, and still, nothing happens to them. Then I learned that the state gave Shasta County $20 million to build an adult rehabilitation center. This was supposed to help convicted criminals learn new skills so they might find a better life. Seems like a step in the right direction, but the county gave the money back. Why?
My name is Joe Comenti, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Law enforcement is aggressively trying to protect us, but it's time for new leadership at the Board of Supervisors. It's time for action.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comenti.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carlbot and Ken Murray. Linda, down in Sacramento, she'll be back later on today. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, it's 55 degrees, going up to 76 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which, by the way, will be down there on Thursday and for Raba for, collecting donations to be able to buy tickets for veterans that need help in riding the bus. Not need help, but we'll be getting free tickets to ride the bus. A lot of our older veterans, a lot of disabled veterans use the Raba bus transport to get around town, to get out to the VA, get the RU, and all these others. So we'll be there. And Cornerstone Bank has been doing a lot for our community. They're expanding all the time. And you need to go down there. And their newest facility in Redding is at 1845 California Street. Head on down there. They invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. And we're here with Ken Murray. We're going over the propositions. Now we're on Proposition 6.
Yeah, and I'm going to go through these quickly because we could argue forever about okay. especially this go, one.
Okay, yeah, 6.
6 eliminates the gas tax.
Yes.
If you vote yes on eliminating the gas tax, 6 is for you. I'm voting no on 6.
Well, why would you do that?
Because in June, we voted on Proposition 69. The problem with the gas tax historically in California is the legislature has stolen the money. For example, the diesel fuel tax, for years, they have used for everything but roads. They use it for general fund stuff. Drives me crazy. When we passed Prop 69 in June of this year,
mm-hmm.
okay,
right,
said they can't do that anymore.
It's just got to be used on taxes.
It's just
on roads.
It's just
can't
gotta,
be, and that's right. I remember that. It can't be used on the road or the bullet train.
So what Prop 6 does, and the gas taxes hadn't been raised since 1984 or something. And the cost of building roads and bridges and stuff has gone up ever since. I'm voting no on it because I don't think, number one, the initiative process is the way to do this kind of thing. That's why I vote for somebody to go vote. And this is an initiative, not from the legislature.
No, the legislature are crazed green crack addicts for our money. Who vote to spend money all the time for different things. And so there's just another part where they're using that money for anything.
I agree, but not this.
Well, then all that money that they're now not spending on the high-speed rail and all that.
They're going to be spending on roads for a change.
Well, then why do you need more money?
Because the demand since the last raise in 1984, currently without it, we'd be spending about $1.9 billion a year on infrastructure for our roads and bridges and whatnot. With the increase in that gas tax, we're spending over $5 billion a year. And things are starting to get done. And I like that. And let me tell you who is against Prop 6. League of Women Voters, NAACP, League of Latin Voters, California Firefighters, California Association of Highway Patrolmen, California Chamber of Commerce. This is a vital infrastructure project. If 6 passes with a yes vote, it'll cost something in the neighborhood of 68,000 jobs in the state. Let's move on to Prop 7.
It'll also lower our taxes.
It'll lower your taxes on gas, okay? But you like the roads the way they are?
Let's just move on because they haven't. They've got, okay.
They already stole the money. They can't get it back.
That's right. They stole it. But now all the money now
Can't be stolen again.
Well, it can't be stolen, but now that can be used on the roads as it should have been over the last 20 years.
No. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's still only in $1.9 billion used on the roads. That ain't enough for the state of California.
That's right. Well, then the legislature will then have to do something besides raising our taxes, like saying all the money, all the taxes that are coming in off of gas is supposed to be coming in to pay for the roads, right? And you're saying there's only $1.1 billion in gas taxes.
$1.9 billion in gas taxes.
That's all in the whole state.
Yeah.
A year.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. Prop 7.
I still don't trust him. Yes on 6.
Okay. No on 6.
Prop on 6. Okay, Prop 7.
Prop 7 changes daylight saving time to conform it to federal law and lets the legislature mess with it. I like daylight saving time the way it is. I'm voting no on it. Nuts to them.
It's just another no. Just another no. Just to say no on that
one. 8. Regulates outpatient dialysis clinics.
No.
I'm voting no on that. Let me tell you a couple of things about that.
But can I say something? But from a physician side of
sure.
They said it's just written wrong.
I agree.
Okay.
And it's, you know who wrote it?
No.
SEIU union.
The unions, of course they would.
Okay.
Well, that right there, SEIU. It's automatic. No.
Okay. Well, I don't have a problem with the SEIU, but this is a stupid law. Prop 10.
What happened to 9?
It got withdrawn by the Supreme Court. 10. Expands local government authority to enact rent control for residential property. It's an initiative status. No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
The thing that
why no on this?
Because currently, there are certain places that have rent control, and that was established by the city's appeal to the legislature and got that in. But it applies to apartment houses. If this thing passes, okay, it will then apply to single-family homes. We already have a housing crisis in this state, okay? Rent control causes deterioration of values because the profit goes away and investors no longer invest in them. I mean, I can't forget the first time I went to New York City and saw all the vacant apartment buildings because of rent control.
Right, but what's happening now, which makes it worse in New York City, we were just there, was that what they've done is they've got people in rent control, but these companies have bought these places and they start renovating them. Uh-huh. When they start renovating them, it makes their lives miserable. Because there's just dust and all this thing. So then what they're having to do is they're taking a buyout, and then they can't afford to go into someplace. Rent control is I'm against this.
I am too.
Because that to me takes away
free market incentives. No capitalism in that.
Okay. No on 10.
No on 10.
We got a half an hour. Come on.
11 requires private sector emergency aid. Right now,
no.
Yes.
No.
Absolutely.
No. It's written by the unions so that these people are saying, oh, they don't get their lunches. They still get paid.
State law says that you have to give employees a lunch break.
Okay.
This fixes it so that ambulance drivers don't get lunch breaks. They have to have their pagers with them. And they have to respond to an emergency call. I want the ambulance driver to show up when I have a heart attack and not be told, you know, leave a message, we're on lunch break.
Let's go back on 11 then. So you're saying is that 11 says that they have to go to a call if they're on their lunch break?
That is correct. That is exactly what it does.
Well, why would they not do that? Because they're on lunch break?
Because part of it's pay, right?
This part of it is pay. Who's against this? The ambulance services, right?
No.
Who's against it?
There's nobody against it.
There's nothing there that says there's not another side to that proposition.
Against. Nobody.
Okay.
All right.
So that's a yes.
Prop 12 establishes standards for the confinement of specified farm animals. The problem there is we passed a law about free-range chickens and everything.
That's just no.
Well, here's the problem from my perspective, and this is kind of a liner for me. We passed that law. Okay. I'm focused on veal, the beef industry, okay? It's horrible how they create veal. But there is a law already on the books.
Yeah, there is.
It's not being enforced. And their solution is to pass another thing that, no, sure. I'm not voting no one. I'm voting no one.
This is another one that's, again, where we have laws already.
They're just not being enforced.
And, you know, it's like gun laws. Oh, let's put another gun law on. Well, just enforce the ones you have, and you don't have a problem. It already says felons aren't supposed to have them. It already says people with mental issues aren't supposed to have guns. All these things. It's just, it's stupid. So,
why don't you take your break? I got three more things to talk about.
Okay, well, I have my break here. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. Not only can they design it and build it, they get gems from all over the world. Great prices there. And it's getting close to Christmas, guys. You got to start thinking about it. Go on down and see Rebecca at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And when we come back, we're going to be discussing that. And Jimmy, you're going to be the first up when we get back after this break.
Yeah, Phil Stott, I have the right-of-way, or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and families. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation's annual Turkey Trot is coming. Trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center to register or visit ShastaRegional.com and register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the Little Gobblers, the 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family, and this year's timed race will be a rerouted 4.49 miles due to the trail damage from the car fire. Register by November 16th. Join the largest community run and walk Thanksgiving morning, the Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation Turkey Trot. A portion of this year's event will benefit Sacramento River Trail fire restoration projects.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is down in Sacramento. I got Ken Murray here, and Ken's going to be with me today for about another 20 minutes before he has to run off. Preston Sharp is going to be in IGO November 8th, which is on Thursday at 4 p.m. for putting flags and flowers on the cemetery out there. Flags and flowers are provided. Please wear weather-appropriate clothing. So that'll be November 8th, this Thursday, out at IGO. So join Preston in the crowd out there. I'm here with Ken Murray, and now we're going to go over let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. Hey, you got something on the gas tax?
Yeah, real quick, I am voting no. I am voting to repeal the gas tax because Jerry Brown, when he signed that bill, it raised our tax 12 cents a gallon, correct?
Right. Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, what we're not talking about is in 2020, when he signed that bill, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's going to go up another 8 cents a gallon in 2020.
No, I think you're wrong. It goes up by inflation. It's factored for inflation after 2020. So that what happened in 94 and never, or 84 and it never went up after that is, you know, while the cost of everything went up, maintaining roads. So in 2020, the current tax can be adjusted by inflation.
Okay. Well, the way I read it, and like I said, I might be wrong, is in 2020, it's going to go up to another 8% upon the 12, which is 20%. And that, in combination with them raising the car registration on all of our cars, is just killing us. So
cost me $547 to register our Nissan.
Yeah, I bought a $1,200 truck, and it cost me over $200 to register it.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway. You guys are doing great, and I really love your show, so I'll let you go now.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Somebody says here the city spent like $7 million on sidewalks and bike lanes around here. That money must be come from someplace.
That's grant money.
Grant money from?
Well, sidewalks are built by the developers, and they may have got grants for safety improvements, but that's grant money.
I know you want to hit three more things before you have to leave.
I do.
Okay, lay them out.
Okay, Measure E is the enterprise school bond. That's a must vote yes.
Why?
Because the last bond is soon to be paid off. Okay, our buildings are built by bonds.
Didn't we just have a bond here issue in June?
Not for Enterprise School District.
Not for the Enterprise. So it was another school district for the same things.
Well,
so
I don't remember June, but I know what this one does.
Uh-huh.
This one will, we're already paying off the old Enterprise bond. It's, I don't know, 3 cents per something. It costs a $300,000 homeowner something like $90 or something.
Is this going to be going for construction in new classrooms and stuff, or is it going to inflate the California teachers?
None of it goes to administration or teachers.
Okay.
It's all for construction of classrooms and renovation,
and
new heating and air conditioning systems, and school safety. They're going to have lockdown facilities, fencing, and all that stuff.
Okay, is this a measure?
It's a Measure E. It is the Enterprise School Bond, and it deserves a yes vote. It's not going to increase taxes. It'll just continue the taxes and actually we've been paying for the last 30 years.
That's what we were told on the other one, too, is that the other one's running out, and this one will be lower. So
No, it's going to be less, I don't even know about the other. I know about this one. This one's a good deal. And if you look at your little voter booklet, it tells you exactly what the money is going to be spent for by school in the Enterprise School District.
Okay.
Okay. And while I'm on the Enterprise School District, I'm voting for the incumbent school board members and voting no on Russell Hunt. Russell Hunt's running for Enterprise School Board. I do not want a convicted felon on the school board out roaming the schools. I'm opposed to it. I don't need to talk about it. That's just a statement. Next. Cannabis tax in the city of Reading.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, no. Cannabis tax in the city of Reading. If you want to argue for Russell Hunt, go do it with somebody else.
I'm not arguing for Russell Hunt, but there should be something on the other side there. I mean, Russell, I'm not sure, but he can call in.
Let him call.
If you're listening, Russell, you can get your side of it in here. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Cannabis tax.
I need a felon out checking out school campuses.
So if you're going to should they be able to vote, felons?
It depends on the...
On the felony?
On the felony. That's correct.
So what about if they cheat people out of money? Should that be you'd be disqualified from voting? Or murder? Robbery? You've been out of trouble for how many years? There's just every...
I'll give you an example. If you got a DUI that caused bodily harm, okay?
Uh-huh.
After 10
years... To other people.
Yeah. After 10 years, you can petition to have your voting rights reinstated. 10 years of,
I have no problem with that.
I don't either.
I have problem with people still in jail.
I got a problem with that, too. But I also have a problem with a felon who was convicted and went to prison for... What was...
Stalking.
Stalking. Now being a school board member. I'm voting for the incumbents.
Russell,
they're great.
Russell said he was denied an attorney.
Russell says all kinds of things that don't mean anything.
Okay. He's in the chat room right now.
I don't care. Cannabis tax. City of Reading. I'm voting yes on the cannabis tax.
Okay, now the cannabis tax is if you do not want cannabis in the city of Reading, vote no.
No. It doesn't change anything.
Well, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because it says here, cannabis tax, the people have to vote on the tax. Is that correct?
The people have to vote on the tax.
And if the people say no, then what happens then?
We have cannabis facilities without taxes,
them. Well, then we don't have any way then of policing them.
Right? Sure we do. We just stretch our existing police department further.
That's not going to happen. They said, the city council said, if this didn't pass, they'd have to shut down those cannabis places.
Well, we'll see.
Now, but here's the question is, if you vote yes on taxation, and it says what the percentage is, this is the money that when people buy marijuana in this town,
mm-hmm.
this goes into enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into
the general fund.
Into the general fund, but for enforcement of the cannabis laws and to keep these things straight.
Right.
If you vote no, it just means there's no taxes, which means there's no money to support this.
That doesn't mean the cannabis goes away. If you read what the city attorney says.
I've said it. I didn't argue that it would go away, but if there's no taxation there's going to be a cause and effect. Now, frankly, if I think marijuana is here, and I don't mind this, I could vote yes on this. But I'm just saying this, a lot of people are upset about the idea that cannabis is being sold in our town.
Well, voting no
on
it doesn't make it go away. That's your assumption. It doesn't make it go away. It has nothing to do with whether cannabis is legal or illegal in Reading. It's only if they're taxed or not taxed. That's all it's about.
If it's not taxed,
then you assume it's going to go away.
That's been told by members of the city council, then it's going to go away.
Well, whatever you were told by the member of the city council doesn't hold any water with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
What if we have a new city council tomorrow?
Well, let's talk about that.
No, let's not.
No, let's talk about that.
Well, I get this.
We have 90 seconds.
Let's see. Yeah, that's everything I want to cover. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I got 90 seconds. Then I have Then I have 10 minutes on the other side. Okay, let's go through the Gavin Newsom, John Cox, quickly.
I'm voting for Cox.
Lieutenant Governor is just Democrats. The one I'm voting for is the lady there who she has not been politics before. She's not a former state senator, and I'm going to support her only because she's a Democrat. She's against tuition raises, and she supports veterans. She made a point of saying that, where the other guy didn't. He was just talking about spending our money.
Okay, I'll vote for her, too.
There you go. And now, Feinstein or De Leon?
Feinstein.
You know what? I would have been an easier vote for me before Feinstein had thrown Dr. Ford under the truck and held her testimony for 60 days to bring this brouhaha into our country. That was just low down, sneaky, and much below her.
I'll respond to that when we get back.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bach, Ken Murray.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump about to find out whether all of the rallies he led for Republican candidates in recent weeks paid off. Midterm elections are here. Mr. Trump stumped last night for GOP Senate candidate Josh Hawley in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
We've got to stop Brian Chuckschum and Nancy Pelosi from erasing everything that we've gained. Our economy is setting records on a daily basis.
And regardless of what the polls might say, one thing is for sure, California voters will be sending a Democrat to the Senate.
Actually, there are no Republicans in the race. Under California's election laws, the top two vote-getters in the primary face off in the general election, regardless of party. Again this year, that is two Democrats. 85-year-old incumbent Dianne Feinstein seeking her sixth term, and 51-year-old Kevin DeLeon, the former president of the California State Senate. Despite a lot of criticism over her handling of sexual assault allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, the latest polls have Feinstein hanging on to a double-digit lead. Covering the Western regional races, Wally Hines, Phoenix.
The body of Army National Guard member Brent Taylor, he was killed in Afghanistan last weekend, has been returned to American soil. His wife Jenny was at Dover Air Force Base to receive her husband's body.
The price of freedom surely feels incredibly high to all those of us who know and love our individual soldier. But the value of freedom is immeasurable to all who know and love America and all that she represents.
39-year-old Brent Taylor, who also served as the mayor of North Ogden, Utah, leaves behind his wife and seven children. Wall Street, the Dow up 82 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A new report commissioned by Facebook finds the social media giant hasn't done enough to stop its platform from being used to incite ethnic hatred and violence in Myanmar.
For many in Myanmar, Facebook is the internet. After 5 decades of state propaganda, 20 million people have flocked to the platform wanting colorful, interactive news. But what they've been seeing has often been inflammatory, hate-filled, and not true. Now, once again, Facebook's admitted it didn't do enough to stop the Burmese military and ultra-nationalist Buddhists abusing its platform. The report that Facebook commissioned calls for the company to better engage with authorities in Myanmar and regularly release information on the progress it's making in removing content that breaks its own rules.
That's the BBC's Nick Beek. Austria's chancellor tells Kosovo dialogue with Serbia is the basis for any step toward joining the EU. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Supreme Court has ended the court battle over repealed Obama-era so-called net neutrality rules.
The court on Monday rejected appeals from the telecommunications industry seeking to throw out a lower court ruling in favor of the net neutrality rules. The Federal Communications Commission under President Trump has rolled back the rules, but the industry also wanted to wipe the court ruling off the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
Tennessee and Alabama will get their largest solar power projects yet to supply a Facebook data center with 100% renewable energy. Officials with the Tennessee Valley Authority announcing an agreement with two developers to build the electricity providers. The TVA says First Solar in Colbert County, Alabama, and Next Era Energy Resources in Lincoln County, Tennessee, will produce 377 megawatts between them to supply Facebook's data center in Huntsville, Alabama. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Ken Murray here today. This is Election Day, my friends. It's November the 6th, 2018. And Bob, what's the weather going to look like today? First of all, I'd like to report that after doing an extensive study, being on the phone with the Secretary of State, the head of the CIA and NSA, and one of the spokesmen from the White House, there is no terrorist threat in Reading. So you do not have to worry about being assaulted on your way to the polls, blowing IEDs, any of those things. So there's no reason that you can't just walk down this very pleasant day and vote today. And then Bob's going to give you the weather, and we've got certain questions in for our weather guy.
Sunny today, a high near 76, north winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. That leads us to a fire weather watch, mostly clear tonight, a low around 48, north-northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. High temperatures for the rest of the week will remain in the mid to upper 70s, with overnight lows right around the 50-degree mark. Currently at Reading, it is 56 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas
Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, just does great things for veterans, discounts for seniors and veterans, and payment plans for propane, 365-3793. Okay, Bob, I know you're on with the Weather Channel and talking directly to the Meteorological Society. Is there anything coming, hurricanes, tornadoes, anything that indicates that people cannot vote today?
No.
All right. So there we are. No terrorist attacks, no weather problems.
You got it straight from Bad Bob.
Got it straight from Bad Bob. Well,
it's got to be true.
It is true. Bob does not lie. Okay, now.
I'm voting for Dianne Feinstein.
Okay, now.
Dianne Feinstein. Well, look at who she's running against.
I know. Why did California do this to us? They gave us Feinstein and De Leon. And frankly, I could have. I mean, months ago, even 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I could have voted for her because it's strictly against De Leon, who I think
somewhere to the left a little.
Oh, my gosh. This man is a terrible choice to be our senator. And Feinstein has had her moments where she has done things for veterans, for law enforcement, for small business.
For the timber industry.
For the timber
industry. Look at the Quincy Library.
Yeah. I mean, she has done
these
things.
She can reach across the aisle.
She can't. But this thing she did with Ford, Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh, was the lowest of the low, holding this for 60 days and then throwing her, Dr. Ford, under the bus right away at the end. Just, you know, because Kavanaugh was sailing through here, they had nothing to stop Kavanaugh from becoming a Supreme Court justice. There was nothing that he had written anything. They just didn't like him. They didn't like anybody on the list. Wouldn't have made any difference who was on the list. They just didn't like him for that reason. And then they threw this Dr. Ford. He sexually assaulted me 36 years ago. And Feinstein could have put that out earlier and had this whole thing settled well before they even voted on this. She chose not to. She chose to wait to the last minute. And frankly, that is so – you know what? Whether I agreed with Feinstein or not, I did have a certain level of respect for this woman. I just lost it totally with that one.
Can I respond?
Sure.
I agree with you. However, I think there's a different reason for it. I think De Leon is so far left that he was cutting into her vote margin, and she had to move left in order to assure herself of re-election. And I'm, you know, I've seen the ebb and flow of politicians for a long time. And what I've seen is they'll move to their constituent base, either left or right, and then oftentimes they'll go back to the center where they were before the election. Remember, elections are about winning. They're not about governing or doing anything. They're just about winning. Once you're in office, then you can do things. And Dianne Feinstein has done some pretty good things for the North State. For one thing, she's been to Reading three or four times that I can personally remember. I've never seen De Leon at all. I never saw Barbara Boxer. And as they say, Feinstein's been good for the timber industry, law enforcement, military. Do I like everything she does? Absolutely not. But she's head and shoulders above De Leon. Head and shoulders. So if you got to hold your nose and vote for somebody, certainly do not vote for De Leon. Vote for Feinstein. That's my pitch.
Okay. Okay. So
because I don't have a choice of anybody really good.
And the senator's term is for how long?
Six.
And she's how old?
Wow.
80-something.
80-something. Yeah. Well, that's what I've heard people say is that
they'll just kind of guide her hand across.
Well, I've heard that it's Feinstein will only probably be this is her last rodeo, you know, for running. And I'm not saying she's dying, but just for running. And so you've got either that, or if you elect De Leon, he'll be there for
ever.
He's young.
I've sat down and talked to Dianne Feinstein. She is a very, very bright person.
Well,
very,
you know,
bright.
I'm not saying she's not. I'm saying, in fact, I told my son-in-law that I was going to probably vote for her. And after I got him up and finished CPR on him, he goes, why? And that was the reason why. It's the other person is just so bad. And so, you know, but this, what she did was so beneath her. And
I agree.
Don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I have other Democrats have told me that. They just said that was horrible.
And but I agree.
What choice do we have?
Not none. You can vote for Dahlia Hill.
No, it'll never happen. Or you cannot vote.
No, Kevin. That's worse.
Kevin! You cannot vote for either one.
I do not believe in not voting.
For her. Or for
anybody. I mean, people, if you withhold your vote, you're not participating in the process. And therefore, you don't have any right to bitch about the process or the results, in my opinion. In fact, I think any caller on a radio show ought to have to insert their I voted ballot in order to make the phone ring. But I've always thought that.
Are you a registered voter in the Enterprise Elementary School District?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody just said you weren't. So.
Well, I am.
There you go. Okay, Ken, I know you got
to
run.
I got to go. I got to go to the VA.
The VA. Wow. I know. Are they still giving, you know, I mean, by the way, congratulations.
On what?
On the 100th anniversary of World War One. How was it being a doughboy?
You know, unlike you know, I wasn't here for World War One, but unlike you, I was alive during World War Two.
Yeah, well, it was a fond memory of my father's. Okay. Hey, Ken, thanks a lot for being here today.
This is elder abuse.
Are you going to take that with you?
Yeah, it's mine. Why shouldn't I?
Okay, got it.
You can have it.
All right, thanks. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back. You know what? I've got 45 minutes to discuss politics and these propositions. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from people telling me, you know, this is why I would vote for this person, and this is why I'm not. We can talk about the city council. We can talk about the county supervisors. And, again, we do not endorse
any. School boards.
And we can talk about school boards. And, Russell, give us a call about why, you know, that Ken's wrong. And that you should be elected to the school board. And there's just, you know, all these different propositions. They make it so hard to read it and actually, you know, understand that when you vote for this, if you say yes, it is a no vote.
I believe the saying is you got to be a Philadelphia lawyer to read this thing.
Anyway, it's time to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping families since 1993. Seniors, veterans, business owners. Give her a call, 221-0441. We have our, well, you know what, she is betting that I'm going to live a lot longer than I ever thought with the life insurance that she provides to her companies here, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Also, We want to talk about our 26th annual Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. It's going to be a flyover, 26 years honoring our veterans, Saturday, November the 10th at 10 a.m. at the city of Shasta Lake. Grand Marshal, Corporal Frank Rose, 3rd Army Rifle Recon. Remember the pancake breakfast that starts at 6 a.m. and a luncheon afterwards at the American Legion Post. No entry fee for the parade. It's probably one of the largest parades, if not the largest parade, north of Fresno. We'll be right back after these messages. 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 6th of November, 55 degrees going up to 76.
In pockets, gunpowder, I'm going to use it. Intention.
Are lovely people and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we can get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
His family has lived, worked, and farmed in our part of California for four generations. He's our congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug understands what's important, and he works against the status quo to get results, like fighting to get aid and relief for the families of the recent fires, and for sound forest management that will prevent fires in the future, protecting Medicare so it will always be there, defending our water rights, and building new storage. Working for our veterans so they get the health care and benefits they deserve. And Doug LaMalfa knows that too many families are struggling with the high cost of living. That's why he's leading the repeal of the new gas taxes from Sacramento. Most of all, Doug is working for us to make government work better again. That's leadership with results. Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Results, not politics.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. Linda's down in Sacramento on her way back, and Ken on his way to a doctor's appointment. So we have the less time. We've got another 40 minutes. We can talk about what's going on in the election day, the fact you should be going out and to Election Day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, recipient of the 2017 Health Grade Patient Safety Excellence Award, certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and many more things when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. On the phones, Doug McConnell. Good morning there, Dr. Douglas McConnell.
Hey, hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm going good, buddy. How are you?
Good. We just pulled in from an extended stay down in Southern California.
That's what I thought. I didn't know you were back yet.
Yeah, we just got back. Otherwise, we wouldn't come in and sit next to you there. But my wife, was driving to an appointment she had, and she heard, I guess, Ken Murray talking about Proposition 5.
Yeah.
And she didn't have time to call, so she called me and said, hey, get up and call Carl and say no, it should be a yes. And so we went through about a 2-hour study down south trying to figure out the crazy propositions in California.
Uh-huh.
And the argument for Prop 5, particularly in our area now, and of course it doesn't necessarily apply everywhere, but there's a strong negative incentive for people, sort of empty nesters such as Bonnie and IR down in Southern California,
uh-huh,
to try to transfer our property values. And basically, even downsizing in Southern California would probably be result in an enormous property tax increase of 2- and 3-fold. So consequently, that doesn't go on the market. And nor does our current property get reassessed. And this is just an idea of trying to stir up the market by having people say, hey, we can actually take the accrued value here and move elsewhere in the state. Now, and not change our yearly costs, because we're now, you know, being retired at this point, we're on a fixed income. Why drive up your property taxes by moving? So these larger homes on our street with kids off to college or married, people are very comfortable in them, and they've got this tax rate, which was, you know, fixed by Prop 13 and been rising very slowly over the years.
Yeah, 2%, so 2% a year. Yeah.
Yeah, and with the enormous price values going all up over California, not only is our house worth a fair amount, but the idea that if we were to make a lateral transfer into similar property or a smaller one even, the prices would be way up, but the taxes would zoom right up. And so people say, maybe not. And this is an attempt to, now, of course, the state and people, even the people that wrote the ballot measure focused on the ones that are in favor of no, say, well, because you won't be paying the taxes on the new place. But the truth is, what you open up, for example, would be an $800,000 house for a new purchase, which gets reassessed.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the calculations is they're forgetting that it seems to us, and we could be wrong, but that there is an offsetting in that the market on these homes with multiple bedrooms, and this is during a housing shortage, would be opened up to be purchased. And the current tax base of the elderly, oh, no, I can't use that word, can I? But anyway, the senior folks.
Senior community.
Transferred, yeah. But you would generate new sales and reassessments, which would produce a whole new set of income for the government.
Doug, I think if you said it basically is, if you're, it's just like example I use, and I think you're using now. You know, you want to downsize at this point. So you can sell your house, but if you go to another house, then the taxes, this doesn't happen, then the taxes that you're going to be paying can be double, even triple what you're paying now, which then eliminates you being able to move into a comparable, or a house that would be comfortable for you, because now it puts it out of your range of being able to pay the taxes.
Well, it's hard cash flow that you need at that point.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, that's just what I was saying. So if you vote yes on this, it changes requirements for certain property owners to transfer their property tax-based replacement property. A yes vote on this measure means all homeowners who are over 55 or meet other qualifications would be eligible for property tax savings when they move to a different home.
Right. Leaving behind an increased revenue stream, i.e. the new assessment of the property they sell,
mm-hmm,
to the local property tax. So in other words, if no one would, whoever purchased the new house would then be prepared for in their mortgage application.
Yeah, because it's going to go up for them.
To pay the new taxes.
Right.
And they're also probably in an income state where they're not retired. So the idea there is that, so yes, we would transfer a property savings to a current property, but we'd be creating a more than larger offset, I believe, by the property we're leaving. So the whole point was, this is potentially a net. What it does is puts more bedrooms on the marketplace.
And that was the bottom line. And that's the bottom line, is to kind of encourage those people that are living in neighborhoods, and this is the way I saw it, nice neighborhoods, and they're comfortable in those neighborhoods, but it's time to downsize. They don't need four-bedroom houses. They'd like to go into places like you and Bonnie have, you know, nice places that are smaller. But if it's going to cost them much more, then they're just going to stay where they are because they're comfortable where they're at. But now we have it even exasperates more the housing shortage we have. No, I see it. That's why it's a yes for me.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, Bonnie wanted to do that because right where our daughter and our granddaughter lives and her husband down in Orange County, we could move in next door to them into a two-bedroom townhouse-like arrangement, and that would be a swap with our current property in Long Beach, price-wise. Much smaller house, but it would cost to go into her neighborhood for a two-bedroom townhouse in Orange County would be a new purchase. We would just be transferring the value, but we would end up paying an enormously different property tax.
Sure.
And so we sit in Long Beach, and we have a house which we love. And anyway, the whole idea was to stir that market and basically for some reason, people calculate this, at least the ones that are against it. I don't know what Ken said because I wasn't listening at that moment, but my wife sure was, and she insisted.
Well, he just says that this means that people could go in and buy a house for, you know, a cheap price. A rich person can buy a house and establish a house someplace, and then take that and move into another place that it's much more, and they would transfer over their taxes. And you know, it's gaming the system. And I said, well, I mean, how many people do that though, really? So, but
well,
this is something I think you're right. I think that we need to, this is a yes on Prop 5.
Yeah, that was
okay.
Bonnie. She wanted to hear that.
All right, Bonnie, if you're listening right now, you got it, Bonnie. Yes,
hey,
okay.
I love the morning, and we're glad to be back. We'll see you.
Oh,
soon.
We've got to have you on soon. All right, we'll see you soon.
We'll see ready. Hey, my best to Bad Bob there.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Doug. All right, let's go to Lori. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Bob. Hey, thanks for getting Doug LaMalfa on once a month to help visit and reconnect, first off. That really helps. We don't have time to be on the Internet and whatever, so it's really, really helpful. My main question here today is regarding the car fire. A lot of people had to move, relocate. I mean, just to get your new driver's license, your change of address, get your voting stuff together. I'm now out of Reading, so I can't vote on the issues I was familiar with. And I'm now in Shasta Lake City. So I don't know the city council people, Kern versus Morgan, as the incumbent. So my question is, I don't need anybody to help me so much with that other than to just state that as a fact, that we have lost a lot of people's comfort zone who normally make it to the polls. And I understand Dr. Maria Salas has offered to drive people.
That's
very
right.
Generous. And I'm not sure if the churches and faith-based are also offering to get people to the polls. That's kind of my point to share, Carl.
Okay, so we're going to look this up and see who's going to be, because there's other people who've offered also rides, and Bob's going to look that up. I think it was in yesterday's papers. We'll look it up, and
yeah,
we'll
get
that.
Faith-based would have been all over this I can't get it.
Well, Healthwise Chiropractic, if you give her a call, Dr. Maria, it doesn't make any difference which party you are. She will make sure you get to the polls within her ability. Okay,
right,
Lori,
well,
that's a good point.
Thank you, Carl. All right, bye.
You bet. Thanks. Okay. And if you can't find that, Bob, I'll look it up too, because this is one of the things they had that two or three different groups were offering rides, regardless of your party. You know, this is a chance. You know, today is to get is to go out and vote. If you haven't voted already, many, many people do. In fact, more and more people each year are going to vote through the mail. You dropped yours off just the other day, Bob. You filled them out and you just dropped it, and you got your little blue sticker. That's cool, too.
Strolled on down there to the recorder's office and took it inside, handed it to him, and got a sticker back. Number to call if you live in Shasta Lake, Reading, and Anderson for rides to the polls, 945-0940 or 241-5003. I'll say that again slower now that you've had a chance to go grab a pencil or pen. 945-0940. 1-800-240-0940. The other number, 241-5003.
Okay. So there's now you've got rides. Now you have beautiful weather. You have no terrorist attacks. Like my polling place is right down here at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. And yes, occasionally there are a number of men and women that are odoriferous. But guess what? Nobody stops me from voting. Nobody's going to stop Linda from voting. Nobody stopped Bob from voting.
Yep.
So nothing's going to stop you except your own laziness and lack of caring.
As I often say on the Saturday show, people think I'm really smart. I'm just pretty good at Googling stuff.
Yeah, you are. You do it fast. That's why, you know, and the funniest thing is when I say, well, Bob will look that up. You give me a look every time. Not sometimes. Every time you look at me like,
what?
What? What? You know, like this is the first time you've ever heard of a computer. And yet you can just go in there, you click it like five times, and here comes the answer. It flows out. Do you realize that?
Well, usually because the request is a matter of moving my cheese on the fly here.
That's true. Bob is a very purpose-driven individual. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here.
We have opened the phone lines. Mr. Hunt has requested, he makes a statement, and he said that the lines were busy, which at that moment they were. They are now unbusy.
They're unbusy now. So if Mr. Hunt would love to come in and make a phone call, that is absolutely fine with me because Ken Murray was very specific on why he didn't want to vote for Mr. Hunt. So Mr. Hunt can feel free to call. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. It's the only place I go to buy a gun. Only place. This is the only place I go in Redding to buy a gun. I buy ammo there. I buy my accessories there, and John and Sarah Bastiani have a great place to go shopping, and his people are so good. They know so much about firearms, how they work, how the best ones to have for people. You're not going to find a better place in town, for sure not a big box store, that knows more about firearms than Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop down. Stop by. They're open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, and they give veterans discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441.
This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the station. Studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading here at KCNR. Oh my gosh, the epicenter of change. Your home of adult talk radio, no matter what it sounds like sometimes in the morning. Time is 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Temperature is 55 degrees, going up to 76 today with a low of 48 tonight. Clear, sunshiny, beautiful. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Okay, we have a number of little comments going on in the chat room. Other questions are, you know, when people are talking about the measures. Now, here's the thing is, I see the local... It says County Voter Information Guide for the general election. Polls are open 7 a.m., so you could be out there voting right now. And it talks about City of Reading general business tax on cannabis businesses. And it says, should we adopt a business tax on cannabis cultivation businesses up to $25 per square foot of cultivation area and on manufacturing, processing, laboratory, testing, delivery, storage, distribution, and retail sale up to 10% of gross receipts? And this would be approximately $750,000 a year annually. So, of course, we're talking about a VAT tax that Europe has. That's a value-added tax, my friends, that we've been fighting against here in the United States for years, decades, and it keeps coming up. Value-added tax means on every stage of a product, they get taxed, which raises the price.
Yep.
Now, if you don't smoke marijuana, it's not a big thing to you. But what it does is when it raises the prices so much that if you want to buy what do you buy an ounce of marijuana, if that's an ounce, let's just say an ounce.
And I think they sell it by the gram, but I wouldn't.
I'm not sure.
Your daddy's marijuana.
No, it's not. But so you want to buy a gram or whatever you're buying, the price is going to be higher than say from your local entrepreneur on the corner. Because of all the taxes. So I wonder how much, people will continue to use their local dealers or they're going to be going down to the marijuana shops. So if you vote no, it's a vote against authorizing the cannabis business tax. So then what happens? Ken Murray says, well, it's still going to be here. Well, is it? Because if they don't tax it, this says is that the taxes will be imposed on the cannabis business owners specifically, not directly on cannabis consumers. Well, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. I mean, because anytime you put a tax on something, oh, it's not on consumers. Well, yes, it is, because what do you do? You pass it on to the person that buys it. So I do not understand that one. They'll say that we'll pay their fair share of taxes. A yes on Measure C will benefit all residents of the city by ensuring that cannabis businesses contribute fairly to the costs associated with code enforcement. Well, if the way I understand this, if it doesn't pay and it's costing us more to take care of it than we're getting, they're going to shut it down. They can do that. That's what it says. If we can shut this down, if we want to. It is, you know, and so what Julie Winter and Adam McElveen are saying is that it's, whether you agree with it or not, it's critical that we tax the cannabis industry to ensure legal compliance, ensure this industry does not create a burden. Well, if you say no on the taxes, it won't be a burden because they can shut down the businesses. Now, I'm not saying is marijuana here? Yes. Is it statewide? Yes. Are they selling it like crazy up in the city of Shasta Lake? Yes. If we sell it here, they're not selling in Anderson, but if you sell it here, you know, we're going to get, you know, approximately $750,000 that will go into taking care of the cannabis industry. So just remember, though, that, and it does, it all stays here. It's not, it's going to Sacramento. But just remember, if you say no, then there's no money to take care of it, which means then that it would have to come out of the general fund. I just don't think that would happen. So here is a clear choice. If you want marijuana facilities here in Redding, and you want to, you know, make money off that, vote yes. If you vote no, that means the chances of them being here have probably been lessened quite a bit. Ken won't agree with me on that, but it just makes sense to me. Okay. Here's the other thing. Other big elections coming up here. You know, we got county supervisor. Mm-hmm. We have, for everybody, if you look at the, you know, and of course the city council.
Wow. Complexion of the city council could be changed after tomorrow.
It could. You know what? It could be literally three new people on the city council that could happen. Because you've got James Crockett, you have Aaron Reznor, and you have Michael DeQuisto running. And there's Francie Sullivan and Kristen Schrader, who are incumbents.
So two seats could turn.
Yeah. Like that. Because Brent Weaver isn't running again. Mainly probably because every minute Brent stays in there, he loses money because he cannot do things
so
downtown.
There are three seats up?
There's going to be three seats up.
Okay.
And there's five people running.
And so the majority.
It could go. You could have three new people on that sitting there.
Now, so people will decide, are we okay with how things are or do we try something else?
I think that's the bottom line. And that's also for the county. Or do we look at what the incumbents have done and we're okay with that? And we just want them to continue and they're doing the same job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, looking at it from both sides. If you're happy with the incumbents and the way things are, and you trust the incumbents, you know, that they're going to, you know, that they're going to work for you, then you need to, you know, then you vote for them. If you're uncomfortable with what things have happened in the last several years and you want to change and you want new, you know, and you want to change, then you vote for the new people. And a lot of times, you know, believe it, you know, as we learned with Obama and Trump, sometimes the people have just had it and they want to change.
Yeah.
And then so just, you know, and the change sometimes is drastic.
Yep.
Obama was drastic for, you know, when he came in with the Obamacare and all these things that he, you know, the Middle East situation, it just exploded in the wrong direction. People forget that there were the racial problems we had under Obama, you know, starting with Ferguson, Missouri, when he denigrated the cops down there and cops up in Boston at a university where he said they were wrong. And it turns out that, no, the cops were right. The cops were absolutely right. The person he arrested, who was a professor up there, was totally wrong. So he had the beer summit. Remember that, the beer summit? But that heightened racial tensions. And then what happened in Ferguson and it started the Me Too movement, I mean, that was extremely, extremely racially explosive. And it went over the country while Barack Obama was president.
And Eric Holder showed up with a can of gas and threw it on the fire.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you talk about you didn't call Obama a racist, at least not on MSNBC.
Well, you didn't dare.
On MSNBC or these, but you can, if you handle something in a way you don't agree with, you don't need to call somebody a racist, a socialist, a communist, white nationalist, white supremacist. I mean, just because you disagree with them. I just saw something written that says all GOP, everybody that's in the GOP is a neo-Nazi.
Really? Well, yeah, one of our neighbors.
I mean, I just saw that. All the GOP is neo-Nazis because they support, you know, if you support Trump, you're a neo-Nazi, you're a white supremacist.
The other hand, one of our neighbors has a bumper sticker, says GOP, and the O is replaced by hammer and sickle. Make up your mind, people!
You're
a commie or a Nazi. Come on! Which is pretty diverse.
I'm not sure which way I want to, you know. Can I have none of the above, please? Can I be kind of like in the middle? I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a communist. I'm like the vast majority of Americans. I'm sitting here. But the one thing we can say about Feinstein on this whole thing with Dr. Ford, and I said how disappointed I was and just that she was that low, is that she did generate the spark that caused the GOP throughout the country to come awake, to come alive, and to get into the fight. And so I guess you could thank Dianne Feinstein as if the blue wave crushes against a red wall, or it made things a lot closer. We're going to take a break. I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow, Power to Senior Celebrity Soup Kitchen from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., at the Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. You know where that's at, down there across from the park, Caldwell Park. Gourmet soup, terrific prizes, live music, help assist the senior citizens avoid utility shutoffs. All sponsored by the Shasta County Older Adult Policy Council. London, I'll be there as MCN along with Trish Clark, and be a number of celebrity pourers that will be there. I mean, people that, you know, all the elected officials, unelected officials, people that are just nice people will be there pouring soup from some just outstanding, oh my gosh, just great, great restaurants around here. All to raise money for the Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen. Tomorrow, Wednesday, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've got something stuck in your craw and you think the elections are going to fix it, give us a call. We'll be right back.
My name is Gabe. I am 23 years old and I grew up in Reading. For many, Reading is where you took your first steps, had your first kiss, drove your first car, earned your first paycheck. Reading has had many firsts. This summer, Reading experienced one of the largest wildfires in California history. Many homes were destroyed. Now, Reading will make its first epic comeback.
We went through the Great Recession. We are challenged daily by crime and numerous social issues, and then the car fire happened. Hi, I'm Joe Comente, your candidate for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. As 38,000 people were fleeing the fire, first responders performed at near superhuman levels, never giving in and never backing down. Our community immediately rallied. Businesses, churches, not-for-profits, family, friends, and neighbors offered food, shelter, and emotional support. Today we are coming back stronger and more determined. We are rebuilding. My name is Joe Comente, and I'm asking you to elect me to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in District 1. It's time for leadership for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Joe Comente.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank on Cypress Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robberide.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. And right now, receive 50% off your frames, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Every once in a while
I have to play the KCNR theme.
The love. You know, we got to be talking about love because our chat room just, you know, just exploded and everything that didn't go back was grenades at each other. I'm glad.
The love boat.
Yeah, the love boat. Yeah, it's us. You know, and you know what? When people get into it on the chat pack, we just sit there and read it going, whoa. And Bob goes, should we kind of tone this down? I said, only if they're in the same room. And as long as you don't call each other horrible names. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's election day. Frankly, Bob and I, and so many other people, veterans, take it as a personal slap in the face if you don't go out and vote. If you're able to vote, even if you're not registered, just say, well, you know, gosh, you know, I didn't register, Carl. Go down. You can still vote. It's called a provisional ballot. Then they check after they count the votes. Then they check. Make sure that you're legal. And then your vote counts.
Yeah.
If you don't vote, I mean, what about those veterans? Bob put his life on the line out there so you could vote. If that doesn't make you, you know, just kind of wake up and think about it.
Who was the last chief executive commander-in-chief who served active? Now, W was a reservist, but HW was a...
HW was active.
HW
Bill
was
Clinton, active. Bill Clinton went to Canada to avoid Vietnam and was given a pardon by Jimmy Carter. So you had, you had Kennedy, of course, Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Then you had Kennedy had served, Nixon had served,
yeah.
Ford had served.
I think.
So who else? And then Carter had served, Reagan had served.
Yeah.
H.W. served. And that's the last one.
Yeah. I think if you are going to be the commander-in-chief, you at least have to know a little something. And I'm not saying that service is a requirement for the office, because it nowhere in the Constitution does it say that. But it would certainly help. And I think that the number of veterans in our legislature has diminished to the point where they really don't know how we got here. They just assume that it's always been like this, and that American men and women didn't have to go bleed on the dirt somewhere to make all this happen.
And if you look in the news, the mayor of a small North Provo, Utah, who was a National Guard volunteer for active duty, was in Iraq, and not Iraq, but Afghanistan, was killed a couple of days ago. His body just arrived back today, and his last message on Facebook was, "Hey, everybody. You know what? Let's vote, and let's vote as a people for the right reasons." And that was his last message before he was killed. Yeah. And that's exactly where it is. And if you haven't ever seen the movie Taking Chance Home, you need to do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? It has nothing to do whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or, you know, oh, the war's bad, the war's good, you know, this is where we have to do. It has to do with the service of a young man who was killed in action, based on a true book. Starring Kevin Bacon, where they bring Chance home to Wyoming. And it shows what happens from literally the point where he's driving down the road and there's the explosion, how they take care of him when he arrives back in New Jersey, how they take care of the of his body, how they, you know, the reverence that they treat these people. So it is absolutely a must-see movie for anybody. But here's the reason it's a must-see. It's for you people that don't want to vote. If you can look at that movie, if you can watch that movie and not be touched by the family and the honor in this, and then say, you know what, and just boil it down to one thing, is he died. Chance died. So you can vote. And I've been in countries where you can't vote. Or when, and I tell the story every time.
The purple finger.
The purple finger where the women locked arms. I'm going to tell it again. They locked arms and marched down the street singing, crying, because they were told, you vote, you die. And there had been attacks all over the area, the province, where people were being killed. They marched down the streets, arm in arm, singing, crying, got up there, voted. And the proudest moment of their lives was when they had their, held up their finger and it had purple ink on it, which meant that they could vote. For the first time in their lives, they could vote, even though they could be killed. I mean, killed, because there was explosions. There were polling places that just disappeared because a car drove into it and blew up. They voted. And here we are. In America, arguably the best nation on the face of this earth, the freest, the one that passes power peacefully, and we can vote. It's a beautiful day. You could walk down to any polling place, and yet, do we get 100% voting? Do we get 90%? They're saying this time we may have 100 million vote, which is big. Do we get 75%?
I have a question. As a military observer,
okay.
After all we've gone through, after all the blood, after all the expense, do you think the Taliban will take Afghanistan back?
If we pull out, eventually they will, yeah.
Because they are controlling a large portion of the country again. Yeah.
I think that when you get into something, you've got to take a look at long-range results. The long-range results in Iraq was we were going to keep troops there. For another 10 years. I think it was like 5,000 to 10,000 troops to be in Iraq, to guard the, to watch the borders, to make sure that, you know, this democracy, this fledgling democracy got it hold, and that they were safe. And what happened, Obama pulls out all of our forces, he and Hillary Clinton, which right there, that right there disqualified, among the other things, but that disqualified Hillary Clinton for leadership anywhere. How the Middle East went up in flames. But when they pulled it out, that's when, if you remember, ISIS got its foothold and then became the caliphate in there. So, yes, you know what? When you think about going into a country, look how long we've been in Germany. How about Japan? We still have forces in Japan. We still have forces in Germany. Now, of course, things are different. But we were in there for the long haul. If you think we can go into Afghanistan and be in there for, quote, 10 years, and we've been in there now, what, 15 years? And it's going to be over? No. This is something like a long-term thing. It's going to be like Camp Hardy or something, you know, when you have swimming pools, because we need to have people there. Yeah. Now, well, do we have the guts to do that? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. A lot of times we say, okay, that's long enough. Because as soon as you turn it back over to the Taliban, we're going to get, you'll go right back into
They'll go right back to women on their knees in soccer fields having
that's
their
it.
Heads lopped
you
off.
You know, and people, you know, and they look at these movies and they think, this isn't true. Well, it is true. They kill people because, little girls that go to school, they cut off a finger or they'll kill the teacher. They do these little things to them. And then when they're like, 8 years old, they marry them off. I mean, this is just what happens out there. Unless you've been there and you've seen this stuff.
And you're not going to talk these people
out. Do you know what the biggest
it?
Thing that the Iraqi women wanted? Because when our women were talking, you know what the biggest thing they wanted was? Birth control.
Yeah.
Birth control. That their husbands wouldn't know about.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Makes sense. Yeah,
think about that.
That's how you keep.
Oh, you'd see, and we saw this one guy. I was working
barefoot and pregnant.
I was working in this one place, and this guy, he'd always been friendly to us. He seemed like a cool, seemed like a good guy. We see him outside slapping his wife around. I mean, just whack, whack, whack. And we're looking at this, and it was like, hey, knock it off. And he looks up at us. He turns around and he hits her again. Well. that didn't last long because, a couple of us went over there to make sure that didn't happen right then. And a few minutes later, he came out and gave us coffee because he'd be sorry, all this, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? He didn't stop beating her. He just didn't beat her in front of us.
Yeah.
that was, you know, this is the kind of thing that people have no idea goes on over there.
As the bumper sticker says, you can't fix stupid.
Well, you can't. We can't fix stupid. But I'm not going to say how.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the big thing is that you can go out and vote today. Use your. I don't care who you vote for. I do kind of. But you need to go out and vote.
You have the
you
right.
You have to. But, and if you want to change things, change things. If you want to keep things the way they are, do that. But please, go out and vote. Go out and vote today.
Hey. Let's let Johnny have his thing.
Yeah, come on. Ken Murray's in here with his fingers all black. He's voted. He's voted. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. A good guy is somebody that votes.
Stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.